Once again, we have come to my high school game of the week, and as usual, this one is going to be a beauty. You've got a couple of 3-0 teams getting together. This time around, the Cranes of Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood traveled to Dearborn Divine Child to take on the Falcons. With us now, and it's always a pleasure to talk to a Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe DeAngelo, the fine head coach of the Cranes. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
This is going to be a very special matchup here. And in full disclosure, Coach DeAngelo, I went to Dearborn Divine Child, played ball there. I'd like to say 10 years ago. However, it was a little longer ago than that. But the neat thing is, first of all, I'll let the listeners know, you have been in this coaching game for quite a while. You are a member of the Michigan High School Football Hall of Fame, the AP Coach of the Year back in 1985, the Michigan Coach of the Year back in 1986. So a tremendous resume as you get your Cranes ready for this game.
Yes, I've been very fortunate over the years. I've been associated with some good teams, good players, good coaches. You know, I was just, you mentioned you played at Divine Child, and while I can go way, way back, that's how long I've been in coaching, I go back to actually 1969.
Wow.
And when I played at, I coached at St. Ambrose, and we were in a kind of a similar situation in the Catholic League playing Divine Child, and both of us were undefeated in the league. And it's interesting that Divine Child has a really outstanding quarterback in Theo Day. And back then, it's like, well, Divine Child had a pretty good quarterback back then, too. His name was Gary Danielson.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. So it's kind of like I haven't, you know, been in, you know, I haven't faced Divine Child since back in those days. So it's kind of brings back a lot of memories, some good memories of the contests that we had and the rivalry that we had.
Well, certainly.
You know, you played at Divine Child. They've had a great history, especially under Tony Versace, and I go back to knowing Bill McCartney very well. And so, yeah, it's a lot of history there. And but now is now, and Cranbrook has come a long ways in the last few years, and so. We're really looking forward to this opportunity this week.
Well, Coach, you were named the head coach of the Cranes back on Valentine's Day in 2013. Your contributions to the Cranbrook Kingswood program, and also, let's take it a step further, the Catholic League, unparalleled. This team you have this year, Coach, very talented. You got a spread offense that is very efficient. As a matter of fact, through three games, I don't know if you know this, Coach, but you've outscored the opposition 114-7. So far, so good.
Yes, it is, and we have some really talented kids. I have some, you know, my offensive coordinator Brandon Oliver, who is another. You know, well-known Catholic League coach. He was at Cabrini. He coached at De La Salle.
Oh, sure.
And he coached, Shane Morris that's out at Michigan now. And I'm trying to think of the quarterback that was at Notre Dame that he coached. But anyways, yeah, we have a nice offense. And we have some good kids. Our quarterback, Trevor McConnell, has stepped up. He was a starter halfway through the year last year. Came in as a backup quarterback and has just taken the reins for us. And Kobe Russell is an outstanding receiver, along with Marcus Stokes. So we have some really good weapons. And then, you know, going along, and he's been kind of curtailed a little bit because we've been throwing a little bit more. But Aaron Wiggins, I think, is one of the most exciting running backs in the Catholic League, and he was all Catholic last year. So. I think we can get a pretty balanced attack.
Well, it's a neat deal, and I think one of the things behind your success, Coach, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've got this spread offense that is run so well there with your ball club, and spread offenses haven't always been the norm. I'm sure you spent some time in the Catholic League where it was the proverbial 3 yards and a cloud of dust running the football, but as your career has gone on, from what I understand, talking to some folks about Joe DeAngelo, is your ability to change with the times, and that's very important.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'd love to believe that I've changed a lot, but I think what I've changed more is giving the reins to some coaches who are more adept at that. I still would, believe me, I would still love to run the ball a little bit more, but I have, I do. I'm still that old-fashioned, and sometimes we have some, you know, some strong discussions amongst the staff about, but I can't, you know, I can't, you know, fault with the success that we've had, and the spread offense has opened up the game quite a bit for us, and I think that's my smartest move is just to say, hey, okay, I'll back off a little bit and let you guys run that, and we have, and that, you know, the big thing was, you know, I was really concerned this year. We lost both our coordinators from last year's Prep Bowl championship. Terry Capatia, who's probably one of the most strongest offensive coaches, he developed, I don't know how many thousands of quarterbacks, and he still works with quarterbacks, and he decided to step back from coaching. And then Garrett Chapel, who was my defensive coordinator, had left. And so we had to kind of reassign our staff, and so it was kind of a big question mark this year how we were going to be losing, you know, the top offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. But Brandon Oliver and Scott Stewart and the rest of my staff have really stepped up. So,
well,
that's been, yeah.
And it is, it has paid off, Coach, and you've been doing it so well for so long. Truly a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you as we preview what is going to be a wonderful football game. And, Coach DeAngelo, again, I want to thank you for your time. All the best as you go through this 2017 season.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're really looking forward. It's a big big step for Cranbrook football.
All right. It is the high school game of the week. The Falcons of Dearborn Divine Child playing host to the Cranes of Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood. 7 o'clock is the kick. The high school game of the week.